I'm Ricky Bevington with your evening GPB headlines. Georgia's 14 U.S. House members are expected to vote tomorrow on immigration legislation. Today, President Donald Trump signed an executive order ending the controversial policy separating immigrant children from their families at the U.S.-Mexico border. Instead, families will be detained together. And as the House prepares to vote on the legislation tomorrow over in the Senate, today both Georgia Senators Johnny Isaacson and David Perdue signed onto a legislative change on immigration policy. It would require children under the age of 18 to be detained with their parents until their cases are decided. The measure also calls for 225 additional immigration judges. It would also increase the number of beds in family detention facilities. Also today, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms signed an executive order prohibiting the city jail from accepting new detainees from Immigration and Customs Enforcement. In a press release, Bottoms said the decision comes from a, quote, personal angst at the city's agreement to house immigrants detained by ICE. Georgians will be offered an in-depth look at the differences between political redistricting and partisan gerrymandering in a handful of cities starting tomorrow. GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
The Georgia chapter of the political activist group Common Cause will embark on its second gerrymandering tour this month to talk about the ways districts for elected officials are drawn. In Georgia, that's a party-driven process. Sarah Henderson is the executive director of Common Cause Georgia. She says this time around, they're bringing three members of California's nonpartisan state redistricting board to talk about their process.
Because there's so many questions around this issue. How do you make it nonpartisan? How do you make it independent? Is it really, truly, apolitical?
The gerrymandering tour will kick off in Atlanta, followed by stops in Savannah, Athens, and Macon. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
The Augusta-Richmond County Commission yesterday added equal employment protections for the county's LGBTQ employees. The unanimous vote bans discrimination based on a person's sexual orientation or gender identity. Similar protections for municipal workers are already in place in Athens, Savannah, Macon, and Atlanta. The DeKalb County Commission's vote to give themselves a 60% pay raise violated the state's open meeting law. According to the AJC, Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr says the commission did not include the pay vote on their public meeting agenda. Carr says the 90-day window to challenge violations has passed, but a judge could fine each commissioner up to $1,000. DeKalb commissioners voted 6-1 to give themselves pay raises. That was in February. This week, President Donald Trump directed the Pentagon to create a sixth branch of the military called U.S. Space Force. That could increase business for Georgia's aerospace industry. Dr. Marielle Borowitz is a space policy researcher with Georgia Tech. She says engineering programs at Georgia's universities are already training people to work in Georgia's aerospace industry.
But it's mostly on the aero side that the majority of our activity is. And so I think there is a conscious effort right now to grow the space side of things in general. And I think certainly military space could be a part of that.
Borowitz says Georgia's support of existing military bases could also help the state attract a future space base. The Georgia Department of Economic Development says aerospace is already Georgia's top international export at $8 billion. Atlanta Public School System employees have a new social media policy. The policy was approved unanimously by the Board of Education earlier this month. It says any posts made on social media, even from a personal account, may be interpreted as being on behalf of the school district, and employees should use good judgment when posting. The policy also states it does not empower or expect school principals to monitor personal social media accounts. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News.